Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we'd love for you folks stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And today's guest is a fabulous young man, and I'd like to say from the time he began his career to the time he ended it, he's been dominating. He was an all-SEC freshman at Texas A&M, and the last time we saw Jayshon Corbin, he was out at the Shrine Game dragging guys into the end zone. Fabulous week at the East West Shrine Bowl. With that said, Jayshon Corbin, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
Treating me pretty well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Excited to get you on. There's so much to talk about. With that said, though, can you believe, you know, your time has come and gone at the collegiate level, and now you're preparing for Pro Day and the National Football League and everything that comes with being in the position you've earned?
Yes, it's crazy just how fast the time goes by. I try to tell a lot of guys, just cherish your time, because I remember going in as a freshman, I felt like I had all the time in the world. And, you know, once the final game ended, it was just like, wow, like it went by so fast. but I'm chasing my dream, so you know, I'm excited.
Now, I got to ask, because you have such a magnificent skill set. As a young kid, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing way back then? And if you were you the kid basically scoring one touchdown after the next? Jayshon to the left, touchdown. Jayshon to the right, touchdown. Jayshon up the middle, we know the result, another touchdown.
Yeah, I definitely was one of those kids. Just kind of dominated on that level, just to be honest. I played with a lot of great guys. A lot of us are playing college football right now, so we had a pretty loaded team growing up.
Nice. So it's fair enough. You're always the better athletic kid. Take us through, the progression of the running back position, how you got there, and kind of take us through the high school experience, if you will.
Yes, I didn't really, truly play running back until I got to college. I kind of was just an athlete, just kind of needed the ball in my hands, whether it be quarterback, wide receiver, running back, just a guy who can make plays. So when I finally got to college, I decided to hone in on playing running back. That was the most natural position for me. And it's taken me a lot of places, I can say that. So it's been a good experience.
It has. And just so you know, I always jot down some notes. I got versatile Swiss Army knife offensive weapon. That's a brief synopsis of, notes that how I would describe you. If somebody didn't know who you were, that's how I'd best describe Jayshon Corbin and what you bring to this table. So I got to ask, for you, and you know this as well as anybody, you paid big-time college football. Not everybody gets this opportunity. When did it really sink in that this was legit, that the skill set and the ability – has what it takes so you can earn a living on Sundays doing what you love?
Yeah, so I could say probably going towards my final year at Florida State, that spring it kind of became, I won't say a realization, but it kind of made it I really have a pretty solid shot. Just keep doing what I'm doing, and the rest will take care of itself. So I'll say that's kind of when it clicked for me, but it's always been a dream of mine. So I guess that's just when the light bulb actually was like, this is real, it's going to happen, and just be ready for it.
Excellent. And once again, Jayshon Corbin here on the C2P, and he was also out at the East West Shrine Game in Las Vegas this past winter, I should say, or early time of the year back in February. you had a fantastic week out there. I thought you had a great week of practice. We obviously, everyone who saw the game witnessed what you were able to do. How important was it for you to just kind of have that kind of, you know, I guess, breakout type game? And what was it like allowing these teams to know you not only as a guy on the field, but now they get to know you as a man, as an individual, as a person?
Yeah, it was definitely important for me to go out there and put my best foot forward. That was the first time really being in front of, scouts. I'm playing with, some of the best guys in the country. So just going out there trying to stand out any way I can was important. I think I really helped my stock and showed scouts like all my abilities that I bring to the table. And it was a good experience, and it was fun. And that was my first time in Vegas, so that was a plus.
Definitely. And, it used to be in St. Pete's. So it was kind of different. You were at the beach, so that was kind of a hard thing to wrap your mind around is, you're on the beach and then you got to go to practice and we got to watch you guys practice and write about you guys having practice. So, but I think at the end of the day, we all just wanted to hang out on the beach, but none of us could. I ask all the guys to come on the show. If you're in the film room, you're with these scouts, in your words, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities. They're going to pop off the tape, going to get you in camp, and it's going to get you signed to that 53-man roster.
Yeah, I would definitely say my ability to make plays. Like you said, your foot and nose being a versatile running back. Being able to catch the ball at the backfield because you want to be at every down back, that adds value to your game. Being able to play special teams, I've played special teams my entire career in college. And then my IQ, just being able to go in there and, rehearse what I learned in college and going over our plays, protections, just showing them my understanding of the playbook, which is important, obviously going to that next level. So that's kind of the things that they look forward to when they meet me in the meetings.
Nice. And I only ask this to benefit you because I know the guys at the next level, they do listen in. If they're interested in a particular guy, this is your show. Does anything go unnoticed that these teams won't see on film, Jay Sean, that they need to know? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Offensively, I mean, you did so many fabulous things. I'm not sure what else they wouldn't see, but great in the community. This is your show. What could you tell these guys to help you fall in their good graces that they may not know about you up at this point?
Yeah, definitely a team leader, a guy that people gravitate to. I was a leader all through my high school career. I was team captain 3 out of 4 years in college. Very, very big in my community. I have a lot of younger brothers, a lot of kids who look up to me, and I'm very active in my community, just showing my face, just being somebody that the younger kids can reach out to whenever they need some advice. Because I know what it's like to, grow up in that area and, kind of have to find your way through it. So I think those are the things I want scouts to know. I'm a great kid, never had any off the field issues, and I'm just ready to work. Whatever my role is, I'm going to embrace it to the max.
Excellent. Well, hey, you've done it this far. From the time you set the foot on the collegiate level, you've been one of these guys with a real pulse, and you wrapped it up with a fabulous result at the Shrine Game. I'm curious, when is Pro Day?
My pro day is March 29th, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Do you want to wake up tomorrow and just get it over with, or are you content having a few more weeks to train?
I'm 50-50. I definitely want to get it over with, but I'm also a big preparation guy, so I'm not rushing it. So I know when it comes, I'll be ready for sure.
Yeah, and it's an exciting time and another opportunity to just kind of build on everything that you've done up to this point, which is all positive. Are you training anywhere? I assume you are, but where are you getting your combine prep in and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm at XPE in Fort Lauderdale with Matt Gates and Tony Villani.
Mm-hmm. Those guys are fabulous. You're definitely in good hands. And you've been down there probably, since January, I would assume, or right before Christmas?
Yeah, I've been down here since January 2nd. That was our report day. So I've been here for a couple months. It went by fast, though, honestly.
It does. Well, you know why? Because you got so much to think about, and you know it's probably different from just going to classes and doing lifting and getting ready for another spring ball. There's so much exciting stuff. We are almost out of time, Jay Sean, but we always like to wrap the show up with some fun stuff. We call it three and out, a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Now if we know Matt and Tony. So tomorrow, when you arrive at the facility, XPE, you're going to be the trainer, not the trainee. What trainer are you going to pick, and what workout are you going to put them through to make them sweating?
I'll definitely pick Matt Gates. I'll make it through one of our Monday or Thursday workouts. It's like heavy legs as far as like lifting. A lot of acceleration stuff, resistance work. It definitely gets your sweat going. So I'll make him go through one of those so he knows what it feels like.
Excellent. And I don't know if it's Coach Norvell. It could be anybody on the staff at Florida State, but from the Seminoles had the most bizarre pet peeve at practice. It was the absolute no-no. If you caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
That's tough. Honestly, I feel like all the coaches have some sort of pet peeve. I don't know. I'll say Coach Norvell. I'm not going to lie. He catches you doing a lot of things. He catches you with your hands on your hips or any type of bad body language. He's definitely going to be in your face, which is a good thing because he's going to check you out the door. But I'll say all the coaches kind of bring their own special little juice that they have.
Excellent. And then the final one might be hard to believe about a month and a half away, but this draft is closing in on us. But that said, draft week, draft weekend, when you're with your family and friends awaiting to hear your name come off the board, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made specifically to celebrate your next football journey?
Sheesh. That's tough. My mom and my nana, for sure, their cooking is unmatched. It's crazy. But I'll definitely want some ribs, some curry chicken with some yellow rice. Yeah, those are probably my go-to. And some snow crabs. Wow. This is great food.
I can tell you're daydreaming. You're already ready. So they're on the clock. You are also on the clock. Jay Sean, listen, fabulous career, and love what I saw out at the Shrine Game. You know, that was your, you know, final audition, and you knocked the you-know-what out of it. So, hey, continue to do what you do. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me, and you stay blessed as well.
Thank you. Once again, that is Jay Sean Corbin, the standout FSU running back here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.